1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll is up to 17 in a series of powerful storms that have pummeled coastal California. And forecasters say there are at least two more on the way. Janet Vasquez is trying to clean up her property in Santa Barbara.
My backyard is like a pool back there, and it's going to the second step, and I'm trying to pump out the water.
Correspondent Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
In Ventura, north of L.A., an RV resort park sustained major damage when a nearby river overflowed.
I thought we had it licked. I really thought we had it licked, and it just came out of nowhere everywhere.
Both in the north and the south, trees are down. Thousands are without power.
Every time it rains, you'll see a little bit of mud moving, but nothing like this before.
A brutal start to the workday in Paris. Officials say a man with a knife wounded six people in the busy Gare du Nord train station before he was shot in the chest by police. They say the attack was unprovoked. The suspect is between life and death. Students are returning to class at the University of Idaho for the first time since four classmates were stabbed to death in an off-campus house. Provost Tori Lawrence says they're offering counseling and private security.
We have a lot of different programming that's being developed right now around safety and security, everything from self-defense. There's been an interest in that.
If the suspect, 28-year-old Brian Koberger, is found guilty on first-degree murder charges, he could face life in prison or the death penalty. President Biden's responded to news about the documents marked classified found in a private office he used after his tenure as vice president.
I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were.
Republicans have launched a congressional investigation. The Golden Globe Awards were back on NBC, and Steven Spielberg brought it home. He took the top prize, Best Drama, for The Fablemans, loosely based on his own childhood.
Here's my dad, Arnold, and my mom, Leah. She is up there cavilling about this right now.
Colin Farrell won Best Comedy Actor for The Banshees of Inisherin.
To work on this film, I never expect films to work or to find an audience. And when they do, it's shocking to me.
Friday the 13th could be a lucky one.
Let's see if I can make you a billionaire tonight.
The Mega Millions jackpot 15, rises to $1.35 billion after no one chose all six winning numbers in last night's drawing. Friday's will be the second largest in Mega Millions history. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend.
Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for snow. Highs level off around 36. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows around 28. Overcast tomorrow, highs level off around 34. Temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, welcome back to the third hour of our program. What remarkable times we live in, right? It really and truly is. So I just wanted to share this story with you. It's actually a story from last week, but it tells you, I think, everything you need to know about the modern day Republican Party. Right now in Congress, in the House of Representatives, they are gutting the House Ethics Committee, the committee that investigates members who are engaged in wrongdoing or who lie, like George Santos. They're gutting that committee. And meanwhile, in Arizona, when Katie Hobbs, who the Democrat who won the election for governor, gave her an opening address last week to the Arizona legislature, she made this appeal to work together. Essentially saying, I'm willing to compromise with you guys. I'm willing to go halfway. Let's work together and do things for the state of Arizona, for the citizens of this state. In fact, what she said, quote, she said, the door is open to both the Republican and Democratic lawmakers who want to make positive changes in Arizona. Let's work together to make a significant impact in the lives of the families and communities of this state today and for years to come, by lowering costs, investing in public education, securing our water future, big deal in Arizona, tackling the affordable housing crisis, and other real issues that are holding too many back. Now, you would think that an opposing party would maybe politely applaud, or at the very worst, remain silent. But instead, a number of members of the Arizona House stood up and turned their backs on her as she was speaking. I mean, just let that sink in. They stood up and they turned her backs on them. And they turned their backs on her. And there's some real problems. I mean, you know, Governor Ducey in the last legislative session pushed through the broadest expansion of charter schools in the country. Every single child in Arizona gets a voucher and can go to a private, for-profit school if they want, make some money for Doug Ducey's campaign contributors. And the result of that, those vouchers cost money. The result of that is that the state will be $1.3 billion in debt, and or they're going to have to, if they don't raise the taxes, they're going to have to close a whole bunch of public schools. And, you know, this is what Katie Hobbs was pointing out, and they're like, screw the public schools. They're echoing David Koch's 1980 presidential campaign, where he said government schools produce government indoctrination. All public schools should be closed. Words to that effect. All she suggested was that to put into place accountability measures for schools who get these vouchers. Hey, you have to teach a certain minimum standard. Nope, don't want that either. This is not a governing party. This is a grievance party. This is a political party that has been captured by people who fundamentally hate the idea of post-1933 American government. I won't, demagogue this by saying they hate America. I don't think they do, but they very much hate government that takes money from rich people and uses that money for the public good. Whether it's public roads, David Koch said that all our roads should be toll roads. So when you pull out of your driveway and you get on the road, you pay a toll to use that road to the local billionaire who owns the roads. Our public schools should be done away with. So if you want to send your kid to school, it's on you. By the way, he was not suggesting, David Koch was not suggesting that there should be vouchers to pay for it. It's like, hey, you're not a billionaire. You can't afford to send your kid to school. That's not my problem. He wanted to end the FDA, so you don't know if your drugs are safe. He wanted to end the USDA, so you don't know if your food is safe. He wanted basically all the federal agencies. I mean, this is, by the way, this is kind of the position that Neil Gorsuch is taking on the Supreme Court. Speaking of the Supreme Court, by the way, today they are hearing arguments about whether workers have a federal right to strike. The Wagner Act was passed in 1935. This has been the law of the United States since 1935 that you have a right to strike. And the Supreme Court is hearing arguments today asserting that, no, workers don't have a right to strike, in fact. Sorry, can't do that. It's amazing. Just amazing. Meanwhile, the first bill that passed in the House of Representatives, I mentioned this at the opening of the show, but it bears repeating. The first piece of legislation that the Republicans offered and passed with their majority, their new majority in the House of Representatives. Now, it's going to die in the Senate, and even if it passed the Senate through some miracle, it won't. But even if it had, President Biden has said he would veto it. Was euphemistically named the Family and Small Business Taxpayer Protection Act. And really what it is the Billionaire Protection Act. They wanted to take $71 billion out of the budget of the Internal Revenue Service so that the IRS will not have the resources to audit wealthy tax cheats. We lose over $1 trillion a year here in the United States, money that, I mean, $1 trillion a year. We could pay off all student loan debts in a year and a half, 18 months. But we lose $1 trillion a year to cheating on taxes by very, very wealthy people. And it's the kind of stuff that Donald Trump does. We've seen his tax returns. He just makes up companies, and he's got like 500 companies. Why? To make it complicated to audit him. He's not doing business in 500 different places, running 500 different businesses. But he's got all these companies. So company A will show a magical loss. And then that loss goes to company B, which will claim a tax credit for that loss. And then company B passes that tax credit along to company C, which then passes it. I mean, it's a shell game. And the IRS doesn't have the resources to audit people in those situations. They hadn't been auditing Trump for quite some time. And now we see that, he's a tax cheat. So when this bill went before the Congressional Budget Office, which scores legislation, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is a nonpartisan branch of Congress. These are full-time, basically bookkeeper-type people who are full-time employees of Congress, and their job at the request of individual members of Congress, is to score legislation, to say, okay, here will be the, if this legislation is put into law, this is this will be the consequence of that. This will be the result of that. And they don't take sides, the CBO. Their numbers are always 100% defensible. And the CBO said that if you strip $71 billion out of the IRS, you will see tax receipts go down by $186 billion just in the next year. $1.8 trillion over the next decade, if you take that $71 billion out. So the Republicans just voted to increase the national debt by $1.7 trillion over the next decade and hold harmless their billionaire backers on all the taxes that they want to cheat on. It's just, it doesn't get weirder than that. This is just, well, frankly, I think it's wrong. But it tells you everything you need to know about the GOP. This is a party who has two mandates. Do whatever business wants, do whatever billionaires want. But when it comes to the average working person, nah. And then, you know, they'll reach out to the homophobes and the racists and say, oh, we're going to clean up our schools and we're going to, you know, to get some votes. But they really don't even do anything for the racists and the homophobes.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I shouldn't say that. They actually do a fair amount with their whole anti-CRT rants and other things. They do a lot of damage to this country on behalf of the racists and the homophobes. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's coming up on 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jeff in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Jeff, thanks for watching us on Facebook Live. What's up?
Hey, Tom. I just want to clarify something about the TRICARE for Life and the Medicare.
Thank you.
From a previous caller, the issue of going on Medicare when you turn 65 with a TRICARE Prime is what most people have that retire, et cetera. There is a steep increase when you go on Medicare, but the TRICARE for Life then becomes your prescription drug provider for nothing, and it TRICARE for Life is also pays all your Medicare co-pays for you.
Oh, so it plays the role of the Medigap insurance, essentially.
Yeah, so it's pretty valuable insurance to have, too.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. It's that veterans aren't getting, you know, screwed. I get Medicare.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking when they first do it, but, you know, after that, then it turns out pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jeff, thank you for that. Thank you very much. It's great sitting in this seat. I've got some of the smartest people in the country and most well-informed people, constantly calling in and teaching me things. Thank you. Gloria in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Hey, Gloria, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. I'm from Pennsylvania. This is for your Pennsylvania listeners. I'm in northwestern Pennsylvania. Right now in Pennsylvania, there's a hassle with the Democrats and Republicans fighting over who is actually in charge of the Pennsylvania House. Anyway, so this ties into legislation. I'm a board member of Healthcare for All PA, and we're trying to get the single-payer legislation at least looked at in the Pennsylvania House. So anyway, this past summer I had a fair table. We have a big agricultural fair up here in Crawford County. And the next table next to me was a Republican Pennsylvania state legislator, a state treasurer. And anyway, the visitor to that table was a Pennsylvania State House. Kathy Rapp is her name. And she was the chair of the healthcare committee in Pennsylvania. So she's looking at my banner. I made this big banner, and right at the top it says proposed legislation, House Bill 1688, and she's looking at it. And so, you know, I know who she is. So she asks, who proposed this legislation? So a fellow board member that was at the table with me went over and was telling her who had introduced this legislation. And so then I went over and I said, well, I hope you'll look at it. And I was trying to talk the bill up, and would you bring it up in the healthcare committee? And she said, oh, it must not be a good bill. And she's Republican, of course. So I said, oh, it's a good bill, and I'm still talking it up. And she's there, well, these people who want to end fracking, you know, oil, and I said, yes, I'm aware that plastic is a byproduct of oil production. And she said, yes, the healthcare industry and the hospitals are worried because they need that plastic to make syringes for, say, like COVID-19 vaccinations.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I said, wow, there's plenty of plastic in the world already. I said, there's a mass the size of Texas floating around in the Pacific Ocean right now. We could clean that up and use it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, wow, she had a long way to go around to deny the people of Pennsylvania a health care plan that would cover everyone in the state of Pennsylvania. That's but anyway, our legislation was reproposed last session, and when all this mess gets figured out in the Pennsylvania House, I'm hoping that we will get, we already have someone, another legislator that says that they will sponsor our bill. And we had like 7 co-sponsors on it the last time. So
now, hopefully I'm assuming that Pennsylvania would come up against the same barrier that California and Vermont did, which is the Medicare, Medicaid funds would not be available to the state if you did that, and therefore you need a Medicare waiver coming out of the federal government. Are you, am I right, and are you working on that?
I've heard you talk about that before, and I did bring it up to my board members. They do have a lot of influential people on this board that I'm on. I'm probably the least knowledgeable, but we have some physicians. We also have a guy by the name of Chuck Pinocchio, who is a consultant for One Payer States, that's an organization that's trying to do this too. So there's a lot of people on this board that are a lot more knowledgeable and have been in it a lot longer than I have, but I'm kind of like the dog that goes out and sets up tables at fairs and things like that to try and get the word out. But yeah, I have heard you talk about that before, and I'll have to do some more homework and research on that issue. But I did bring it up to some board members, so hopefully we'll all be looking at that in the future.
Yeah, because my understanding is that's the barrier, you know, the Medicare money can't be aggregated into a single-payer pot. And if you're going to do a universal healthcare system, you can't ignore people over 65. And maybe your legislators have figured out a way around that. I don't know.
Well, I think what they're going to do is use our bill as like the gap plan for people that are already on Medicare. I think that's what was in the bill.
Yeah.
It's not a very large bill. It's only got like 35 pages.
Huh.
I mean, you could go online and read it. It's a good bill.
Interesting. Okay. Well, Gloria, keep me informed, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be picking up your calls right after this.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed one in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS...
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions, Thursday at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
This is your land, and you love it.
Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for snow. Highs level off around 36. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows around 28. Overcast tomorrow, highs level off around 34. Temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. You know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. And many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Boosters. Hey, these are freeze-dried meal toppers that are loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle them on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. And I got to tell you, we put these meal toppers on top of Blue and Chewy's food, and our cat Ketty in particular. We got a Bengal, and he's all over. He's willing to take on the dogs to get these meal toppers. They must be really good. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. You have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. 35 minutes past the hour. Well, over on Fox News, they have a new scandal, a new thing that they're just horrified by. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. Apparently, M&M packages are featuring only female characters. Who knew? I guess this makes up for, 70 years of being only male characters? but this is horrified. Fox News anchor Martha McCallum, she says, Mars is the main company that makes M&Ms. Their focus on making M&M packages is emboldening China. She said it is flipping the status quo. She said, I think that makes China say, oh, good, keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on giving people their own color M&Ms while we take over all the mineral deposits in the entire world. Really? And then Lisa Booth jumps in, Fox News contributor. She says, China's pushing all this through TikTok, you know. Right. And then Emily Campagno, who apparently was also on this Fox program. I don't know which program this is, but multiple, maybe it's the Five or something. I don't know. Anyhow, she said, also, we already have the California raisins being all different sizes. We don't need M&Ms to be different sizes, too. I don't know about that one. Okay, geeky science. I've got a geeky science for you, then I'll pick up your phone calls. This is a good one. This is an amazing one. There was a study published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. And this was published on December 12th of last year. So this is just like, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And it was a study that was done by the Faculty of Medicine and Health at Sydney School of Public Health, University of Sydney, Public Health Unit in Camperton, Australia, and the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in Bronx, New York. Serious, major research institutions doing, deep dive work into what the effects of having a gas stove in your house are. The stove that you cook your food on. And I always loved gas stoves because you turn them on and boom, instant heat. Isn't that great? Well, it turns out, according to this study, that these gas stoves are responsible for 12.7% of all childhood asthma in the United States. And childhood asthma tends to become lifelong asthma, so our gas stoves are apparently quite expensive. They are in a third of our kitchens. The evidence suggests about 650,000 cases of asthma in the United States are directly caused by gas stoves. And then, of course, there are aggregating factors and lots of others. In 1973, there's only been two studies prior to this. In 73, researchers in England and Scotland surveyed the parents of 5,600 children and found a positive correlation between gas cooking and asthma. In 1992, the EPA analyzed results from dozens of studies, and they concluded that the nitrogen dioxide, NO2, produced by the gas stove was something that increased the risk of a child's asthma by 20%. By 2005, there was enough to convince the World Health Organization that they should recommend limiting exposure to nitrogen dioxide. In 2013, a meta-analysis found, quote, children living in a home with gas cooking have a 42% increased risk for having current asthma. And in the years since that World Health Organization study was published in 2005, more than 10 million homes have been built in the United States, and about a third of them have gas stoves. And all those people are slowly damaging their and their children's lungs. So just FYI, I know, you know, one of my kids recently bought a house and or moved houses, and the new house that they ended up in had a gas stove, and they replaced it with an induction stove, which gives you the instant heat. I mean, these are really cool things. So anyhow, thought you want to know. I thought it was a fascinating story. Let's pick up your phone calls here. Mark in Alpena, Michigan. Hey, Mark, been a long time since I was in Alpena. Hey. How's everything there?
Hey, everything's good over here. I just wanted to comment today on that it's really not the Republican Party that's the problem. It's the right-wing billionaires like Peter Thiel that don't believe in democracy anymore, and that's why they're trying to burn everything down. I really believe that they would rather burn the country down rather than have to pay any more taxes or have the government control how they run their businesses.
I think that...
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't disagree. I don't know specifically whether Peter Thiel has any, you know, what role he plays in this, although I know he's a big donor to Republican causes. He was a big funder of J.D. Vance, for example. But my guess is, and I base this on the research that I did when I wrote the book on neoliberalism that just came out a few months ago, my guess is that a lot of these folks actually believe what they're saying. It's not like they're sitting around going, I am an evil billionaire. I'm going to figure out how to screw the average working person. It's not that. It's that they actually believe that if your country gets rid of all the social safety net programs, gets rid of all the so-called big government programs, if we could just take America back to where we were in 1929, everything would be better. And I've seen no evidence of that ever. And, you know, turning America into Somalia just doesn't seem like a good idea. But, they keep...
Well, I've heard that, and this is all conspiracy theory, of course, that they're the billionaires have their own network, that they talk to each other, and, you know, they everything. The billionaires own everything. They own the media. They own, our information that we get is, like you say all the time, is primarily on right-wing stations and right-wing, it's, I think they're feeding it. I think they're feeding the division. I think they're feeding, because of Citizens United, I think that our politicians are just being fed all this stuff and they're puppets for the right-wing billionaires. And I think that's what's happening.
It's certainly true, the GOP. There's no shortage of Democrats who are taking a little cash on the side too, but it is the way of life for the
GOP.
They're
not crazy. They're not crazy.
Yeah, you're right. Even the Democrats who are taking a little money on the side are not crazy. Yeah, I'm with you. Mark, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, good day. I wanted to share some ideas for funding our society. Our engagement with China has been a disaster. I think we need to have tariffs on all Chinese products to pay for the Pentagon.
I agree.
I mean, that's why we're going to, enhance all of our weapon systems. It's because of China. China got wealthy and strong because we allowed our businessmen to move all the factories there.
Yep.
Another tax we need is a Wall Street transaction tax, because most of the benefits of that free trade with China flowed to the top 10%, the investor class. They've reaped the biggest rewards. And then
I'm with you. That's called the step tax, the securities transactions excise tax. Yeah, we need to bring that
back.
And
I think when it comes to health care, I think we need some more carrots and sticks. 40% of America is obese. The big five killers of people are all self-induced bad behavior conditions. I think we need to tax junk food. I think we need to tax soft drinks. I think we need to tax, you know, high-fat, salt takeout food. There should be a 10% tax on all that stuff to pay for all the health care that'll cover the costs of diabetes and heart disease and everything else.
Remember when Mike Bloomberg tried to do that in New York?
Well, yeah, the size of a drink at the Quickie
right.
Mart.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people are eating themselves into the grave.
Yeah.
People are eating. I see in my own family, you know, people that live on cheeseburgers and the Midwestern pot roast diet, and then they get on Medicare, Medicaid, and then you spend a fortune on them because they're obese and diabetic in the last 5 years of their life.
Yeah.
We need to get people thinking about eating correctly. We could have all the nutritious food tax-free, like beans and rice, tax-free.
Right.
You know, fresh vegetables, tax-free.
You know, when I was in Denmark, doing this show from Denmark, and I had all these conservative politicians on the show, you know, back 6-8 years ago, I remember one of the conservative politicians I had on. He was upset that they were turning large chunks of Copenhagen into bicycle only. You know, taking no more cars, bicycle only. But he came out and said it on the air. He said, you know, it's broadly supported across the nation because it will incentivize people to use their bicycles instead of their cars, which will make us all healthier. And if we're all healthier, then our healthcare expenses will go down, which could lead to our taxes going down. And it really was an illustration of how a national healthcare system that is, you know, that everybody's in and everybody pays for, then becomes essentially an incentive system for rewarding healthy behavior.
Right. And if you look at the mess that's evolved in our immigration system, it's all because employers get to dump the costs onto the taxpayer.
Right.
They like it that way. They don't get the bill. It's dump the costs and all the social problems get pushed up onto the taxpayer. They reap the benefit. And the IRS doesn't have enough people to come after them and look for the fraud. So it's win-win for the wealthy exploitive class. And that's all I got for you today.
Yeah, well, that's a great list, Brian. And in fact, my book, Rebooting the American Dream, had, as I recall, 11 or 12 specific things that we need to do. And I think you hit everything you've hit is on that list. I'm with you, 100%. There is so much we could do. You know, if we just could, you know, start behaving rationally.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Rather than absolutely everything being driven by what's going to keep billionaires' taxes low and what's going to increase corporate profits. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World, and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. It's 52 minutes past the hour to the second, although you'll be hearing that with about a 7-second delay. Hey, Bruce in Long Valley, New Jersey. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM.
Yes. Hi, Tom. Earlier, you were speaking about the universal health care.
Mm-hmm.
If corporations realize that they could save, you know, from 22% down to 10%, they would do it.
Well, in fact, let me give you one example, and then you can finish your thought here. Toyota was going to build a new factory in North America. This was about 12 years ago, thereabouts. And they were looking at three different cities in the United States, and you had those cities or states throwing all kinds of tax advantage and free land, and we'll give you utilities for free for a year or 5 years or whatever, and just everything they could. And they ended up building the factory in Canada anyway. And when the person in charge of that, one of their vice presidents, was asked why Canada, he said, because there's $2,600 worth of, if I'm remembering my numbers right, I'm pretty sure I am, there's $2,600 worth of health insurance in a car built in America. It's about half that in Canada.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But the point I'm trying to make here is, with the pandemic, a lot of people were leaving their apartments and going back with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the rental companies were, the landlords were lowering their rent. Like, my son stayed in New York. His rent was $2,900 a month. It went down to $2,000 a month because they didn't want him to leave. They want to cut the desertion. So now after, like in the last 13 months, he had two increases, and he's back up to $2,900
right.
a month. But my point is that during this pandemic, people learn to live differently. And when they move home with their parents or whatever the situation is, they realize they don't pay this rent. And that's another force on labor rates going up.
Right.
So it's like some Starbucks can't even stay open all day because they don't want to pay $18, $19 an hour.
Yeah.
So if they get rid of...
Although they're making billions in profits. So your right, statement, they don't want to pay it, is absolutely true. It's not that they don't have to.
If they go to universal health care, then a lot of people don't have to worry about staying with this job so their family will have health care.
That's
they
absolutely
can
right.
jump from job to job.
Yep.
And that's what they fear that a lot more than universal health care.
I think you're right. I think social mobility is one of the major benefits of a universal health care program. And you're right. Employers don't like that. Bruce, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out. That was brilliant. Steve in North Reading, Massachusetts. Hey, Steve. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hi, Tom. It's good to see you. Good to hear from you. I wanted to mention a couple things real quick. I'm a type 1 diabetic. That's the type of diabetic where your pancreas decides to check out and doesn't provide insulin for you anymore.
Right. When you're a kid.
Usually when you're a kid. It happened to me in something they call late onset. Happened in my 50s.
Yeah.
And
typically it's referred to as childhood diabetes, or it used to be anyway. But
you're right. Yep. So anyhow, I became instantly insulin dependent, and I began to get these horrendous bills every month. Now, this was about 10 years ago at this point, but I was ending up paying $800, $1,000 or more a month just for insulin.
Wow.
And then Bernie came out and said he was taking people up to Canada where you could get insulin much cheaper. So I went, it's about a five-hour ride for us here to get to Montreal, but we went to Montreal. Checked out Costco and got insulin for 7% of what it would cost me here.
Wow.
And by getting it
there. So $70 instead of $1,000.
Yes. Yes. So I was actually, yeah, that was right. And I was able to pay for the trip up to Montreal, stay a couple of nights, eat some meals, et cetera, et cetera, and still have money left over when I get done.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
It really is.
The other thing is...
Steven, I'm sorry, I don't have time. I'm out of time. I can't do another thing, but, call us back. We'll continue the conversation, but it's the end of the show. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks so much for being with us today. And in the meantime, between now and tomorrow, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag you're it, because there is so much work we've got to do. And the GOP is not slowing down. They are not slowing down at all. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Big tech companies will try to tell you that changing your settings and turning off app tracking is all you need to do to protect your privacy. Right. Are we supposed to believe that the big bad tech wolf has now turned into our sweet grandma? The truth is, big tech can't stop themselves from looking at what you do online. To protect myself against big tech's prying eyes, I use ExpressVPN. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you are hiding your unique IP address. On top of that, ExpressVPN encrypts and reroutes all your online activity. Just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, TechRadar, and countless others. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice.
Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.